The 35th day of Easter. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to the Easter exam. I'm Hal from Church of the Holy Spirit. Our exam on the 35th day of Easter will center on being home in God. Jesus said, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Jesus reminds us that we can all find our universal home with God together, individually, and as a spiritual community. Let's take time today to breathe in and breathe out slowly, grateful for our spiritual community that helps create an awareness of God's presence in our daily lives. Pause for a moment and become aware of God's presence right now. We are grateful for our church family, our spiritual community. Think back over the past day with gratitude, keeping in mind how our lives and choices are influenced and shaped by our spiritual community. Did someone from church or something that happened there shape or help you through the day? Pause for a time to reflect on your day and return when ready to continue. Review the feelings that arose in the replay of the day, in the day-to-day situations around you. Was there a smile or eye-to-eye contact you remember? A kind word of gratitude to a person? An act of generosity? A joy to be together? Pause and return when ready. Think of those whose moments when you felt heard and noticed, or when you were acknowledged. Or perhaps a moment of courage when you spoke a kind word, made eye contact with a stranger, or purposely listened to another person. Pray with that place. Take a deep breath in and receive those feelings of grace. Quietly, take another deep breath and feel that acceptance in God's house, and breathe out a sharing of that feeling to others. Pause here as you breathe prayer and return to continue. What is your intention about taking the energy of spiritual community into the coming day? Being a part of God's house. We can always return again and again. It is a holy, safe space. Think about those who may not have that safe shelter. What are ways to help them to feel safe, to be heard and loved? Through prayer or small acts of kindness, how can we make it safe for others? What little things can you do to share that home in God with others? Pause and reflect on tomorrow, the safety we often take for granted, and a response to others in need. Return when ready for a brief prayer. Let us pray. Risen Lord, remind us to notice and hear others, especially those feeling lost or who do not feel safe. Care for them through us. Amen.